This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In his State of the Union remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. is targeting Russian oligarchs and sanctions and closing airspace to Russian flights.
We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. We're coming for you, ill-begotten gangs. And tonight, I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze to...
At a news conference, in response, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the U.S. must provide Ukraine with weapons to defend itself.
They're not asking for American men and women to fight. They're just asking to have some supplies so they could at least have a fair fight. America has a long history with standing those who believe for freedom. And we need to keep the responsibility that we have led.
Meanwhile, Russia continues to escalate its attacks on populated urban areas of Ukraine, left in rubble and wreckage, and streets and plazas as the invasion claimed new victims across the country. The central square in Ukraine's second biggest city was hit with what was believed to be a missile, leaving the massive area piled high with debris. Hospitals raced to treat victims of the bombardment, even as mothers and children sheltered in their basements. As while fighting, the Ukraine raged, a death toll remained unclear. And again, Russia's escalating the attacks in the populated areas and addressing the concerns.